You might say Ken Kaczmarek got into the ports business by taking a handoff from a former IU quarterback.
I've got involved in Mitch Daniels' campaign through a teammate of mine, Harry Gonzo.
The team in question was Indiana University's last Rose Bowl football team. Harry Gonzo subsequently became an advisor to Mitch Daniels and recruited Kaczmarek, who played linebacker for the Hoosiers, to run the Department of Natural Resources. When that job was done, Gonzo again tapped Kaczmarek, who now runs a company handling the finances of the wealthy, to be on the Ports of Indiana Commission. Kaczmarek says the commission is a for-profit entity which sees the state's ports as a business and mostly employs people who live near waterways to see the ports make money and run efficiently.
We do have two people from up in the portage area that understand the Great Lakes. We have one person from Evansville that understands, you know, the Evansville, Mount Vernon environment. We have one from Jeffersonville that understands that.
But Kaczmarek is the only member of the commission who doesn't live near the Great Lakes or in a city with a major river. Still, he insists overseeing ports does not mean a person has to have maritime experience.
You don't really have to be, you know, by one of the rivers or the Lake of Michigan to do a good job as a port commissioner.
With the extensions this week of their terms, Kaczmarek and David Fagan of Portage are slated to serve until June 30th, 2015. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.